Hi, Mary. How are you?
Hi. How are you?
I'm fine, thanks. First of all, welcome home.
Thank you.
Now, you live in New York. How long have you been out in New York?
Almost 5 years.
Okay. And you're a filmmaker and an artist. Is that the type of work that you do in New York?
Yes. Well, I do many things in New York. I'm a freelance filmmaker and a makeup artist. So I work on many films and commercials and TV.
Okay. So. Now, in a display like that, you know, I think a lot of people are familiar with these receptions and shows at Johnson Heritage Post where people have exhibit their artwork regardless of what media it is. How are you showing some of your film?
Well, I have a TV with a loop of three of my films, and I also have a projector that for just tonight I'm showing one of my latest films on, so that will probably come down after tonight, and then I'll just loop them on TV.
Oh, I see.
Now what, and then I have some costumes and sort of some pictures of process up.
What? Tell us a little bit about your films. What kind of films do you shoot?
Well, the ones that my personal films are very fantasy, sort of experimental narrative, and a lot of times there are creatures in them, like deer and satyrs and mermaids. So I do all make like sci-fi fantasy films,
and
but they always have a meeting. So,
and do you do these for showing or?
I have done these. I did get a Jerome grant to do one, and I had planned to submit it to film festivals. So that I will do, and they're short films. So I submit to specific film festivals and perhaps get awards and. Just kind of goes on the resume, but I'm writing a feature right now, so that would be for big production, I guess.
And when you do your films, first of all, how do you shoot them, and is it just you, or how do you do it?
No, I have a crew. I write and direct, and sometimes I make the costume, but I always do the makeup. But I have a crew. I have a cinematographer and a bunch of other people helping.
Mm-hmm.
It's a huge process, though. So usually, you know, I've shot on 60mm, 8mm. Usually now I'm shooting on HD because it's, you know, available and affordable.
I see. More
than 16mm film.
Well, talk a little bit about, clearly you come from a very artistic and talented family. How did your first interest in art come about?
In art, well,
or the
I would say
visual arts.
Visual arts. Good question. You know, I think I just had it from. I just always remember drawing, and also I remember looking at some of my mom's stuff, and she would show me how to draw people, and I would do that,
mm-hmm.
and I just always had it. Kind of always was very fascinated in creating things. And my cousin, I have a cousin who lived in Florida. He is my close partner on several of the films that I create. And he and I would get together every summer and make movies. So that's how that came. And we just made movies ever since we were about 10 or 12 years old.
Now, if somebody were not able to get down to the Johnson Heritage Post and see what you're doing there, is there any place online that they could learn more about or see some of your films?
Yes, I have my films online. It is just www.maryfilms.com. Mary, M-A-E-R-I.
So Maryfilms, okay, .com.
Mm-hmm.
And as I understand it, the reception this evening is from 5 to 7, open to the public, obviously, so the folks can come down and see not only the work that you do, but also that your mom and dad do. And how long does the whole exhibit run?
2 weeks, I believe.
Okay. Well, I want to thank you very much for taking time, particularly during the opening reception, to visit with us about this on the Roadhouse. And how long are you here? When do you go back to New York?
I go back on the 21st.
Well, thanks so much for being here, and best of luck.
Thank you so much.
Take care.
Bye.